Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What did the apostles and Jesus Christ teach? Because Jesus was the one who taught the original apostles. And that was original Christianity, not the brand that we have today. And also, we are dedicated to understanding and preaching the prophecies of the end time so that we know and understand those prophecies as God reveals them. Now, the Bible is unusual. The Bible is unique. It contains everything we need to know on how we need to live, how we need to have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. It contains all of the detailed prophecies from the beginning of the Bible to the end. And in the Old Testament, there are many, many prophecies that have already been fulfilled. And there is also something concerning prophecy that we need to realize. There is duality and triality in fulfillment, because it can apply to one time in history, again later apply to another time in history, and again later apply to another time in history, because the Word of God is eternal and it is the truth, and it talks about the events that are going to happen in the end time. Everyone is wondering, with all the chaos going on in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Tunisia, and now in Libya, where they're slaughtering and killing people, in Bahrain, and in Yemen, Pakistan, what happened in Iraq with the war? What is happening in the Middle East? Why is all of this the way that it's going on at the same time? We have starvation in Darfur. We have prices of food going out of sight because of crop failures and because of inflation. And we have governments that are collapsing because of debt. Everywhere in the world, there are great and huge troubles. And all of these have been prophesied. Some of these events run in cycles. And some of these events are precursors leading up to the prophecies in the end time. But what is happening today? Let's go to Matthew 24 and let's see the key things that take place. And let's understand they're happening today. That now we have the means of communication and transportation to see every single one of these prophecies happening, and everyone in the world can be aware of them. Never before has there been a time in history when the communications have been so fast, immediate, widespread, and well known. Now, just recently we had earthquakes in New Zealand. Great destruction in Christchurch. We've had earthquakes in Pakistan, earthquakes in California. There are going to be other earthquakes because, as we will see, Jesus prophesied that there would be. And we're also going to look at the heart and core as to the first and foremost area of blame as to why these things are taking place. Not only is it due to human nature, but we will see that Jesus gave us the flow of events here in Matthew 24 that follow right along with today's news. So let's come to Matthew 24. I know we've covered this in the past, but we will also cover it in the future. Now, the disciples wanted to know when the end would be, because he told them, you see all these buildings here, the temple and everything, it's going to be totally destroyed, not one stone left upon another stone. And the disciples, by the time they got back up to the top of the Mount of Olives and were looking down at the temple area, they came to him and asked him, here in verse 3, tell us, when shall these things be? Now, we know that in 70 A.D. the temple was destroyed, and in fact did happen. But time went on from there, right? We're a long way from that. But as we will see, there is a temple yet to be built again, so we will see a duality in fulfillment again. And what shall be the sign of your coming and the completion of the age? We're getting closer and closer and closer to that. The return of Jesus Christ is getting nearer and nearer every day. And that's why we have such chaos and confusion around the world. Governments are in upheaval. Religions are in terrible shape. People are upset. And look at the rioting that's taking place. Almost everywhere. We've had riots this past year. Where? In Greece, in Italy, in Ireland, all through the Middle East, almost like a contagion, like a rapid spreading flu. And people want to know, why are these things happening? Well, we'll find out. First thing, here is the first cause of why all these things are happening. And the further we get toward the end, the less that the religious leaders know of the truth. Verse 4. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Be on guard that no one deceives you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and shall deceive many." Now, many means the majority. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that you're deceived? Well, of course, no one's going to say, "Oh, yes, I'm deceived. Oh, yes, I'm deceived." But, you know, really, most people are. The majority are. You need to understand that for what original Christianity really was, compared to what it is today, has been conquered by paganism and has nothing to do with Christ. And yet, look how many billions say, "Oh, we're Christian." Really? Look at the Muslims. They say, "Islam is the only way." Really? What have you done that produces life and understanding and love? No. They even say that the 12th Imam is coming. Well, the New Testament says the Antichrist is coming. But the 12th Imam and the Antichrist are not the same persons as some people are so confused about, because they don't understand the Bible. So religion is the number one main cause for all the troubles in the world, past, present, today, and in the near future. You see, that's why here at Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring the truth of God, to understanding the scriptures the way God wants them understood. And let's understand something here very important. Now, I'll throw a challenge out to you, and I want you to judge it. And that challenge is this. If you're a Sunday keeper and keep the holidays of this world, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and all of that, you're not a Christian. You don't know the truth. You are practicing lies, and yet you think that you know everything that there is. Well, let me tell you something directly from the Word of God straight to you. You better think again, because nowhere in the Bible does it sanctify Sunday. Nowhere in the Bible does it sanctify the pagan occult holidays of this world. And those are the things that blind the eyes of people. God only, and by creation made and commanded to be kept, the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, and his holy days, beginning with the Passover, unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, and Feast of Tabernacles, and last great day. And if all of that sounds strange to you, you better take that as understanding. That shows you how far away from the truth you really are. Have you really ever really proved what you believe and prove it by the Bible and no one understand it to be true? Let's phrase it a little differently this way. How many lies do you believe is true? There's even a movie done by Schwarzenegger called True Lies. And that's how he ran his governorship out here in California. Now, you see, people don't like to be told. Well, the Word of God tells us. And the Word of God tells me, I better tell you. because God is going to hold me responsible if I do not. See, here at Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God, we do not play Christian patty cake. We believe the truth, we preach the truth, we write the truth, we have one of the most accurately translated English Bibles you will ever find. That's available on Restoring the Original Bible. We have books and booklets to explain a whole host of things, and on cbcg.org, we have hundreds and hundreds of audio sermons and studies and verse by verse through the Bible. We have a whole section there set up for prophecies for today. And this special Church at Home program is set up for you to go to those prophecies. You want to know what's going on? Well, it's unfolding right before our eyes. The next ones responsible for all the difficulties and problems that we have are the governments. The lying, cheating, stealing, corrupting governments. And then all of the people who live in sin. And all of the religious people who think they're righteous and they are not. And all of those who are actively living in sin. In adultery, fornication, perversion, homosexuality, abortion, murder, stealing, lying, cheating, lovers of pleasure, narcissistic. Then the next ones involved? Education. Oh yes, we got to have our strikes, we got to keep our pensions, but we'll make dumb kids fit for slavery. That's what's happening. That's what we're turning out in our schools. And they siphon off billions and billions and then riot so they can keep all of their hijacking benefits that they take from the governments. Yet we're going broke. And we have a president and world leaders running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They don't have any sense. They don't have any understanding. They don't know how to lead. They don't know God. And you cannot run a country unless you know God, unless you know the truth of God, unless you know the commandments of God. You don't have a clue. And most of the leaders of the world are ruthless dictators. And all the Muslims are abusers of women. That's why Christ has to return. Now, it's all foretold here in Matthew 24. So we have the sermons that we have specially set aside there. So you can go right to them, and you can find out what's happening in economics. You can find out what's happening in religion. You can find out what is happening in government. And you can find out what the Word of God tells you about it. Now, let me tell you something that you need to know right off the bat. If you're a five-minute individual with a five-minute attention span, and the greatest strain is for you to endure 12 minutes, you better crank up your brain, and you better crank up your attention span, because these are not quick little tidbits, you know, like you have a meal and you pop it into a microwave, boop, and in seconds it's done. And of course, most people don't know that microwave food has no nutrition left in it. Well, it's the same way with the microwave religion of this world and the microwave teachings of this world. You know, just like the Catholics recently have, you can have confession on your iPhone or your BlackBerry. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, Father, forgive me, I have sinned. Do-do-do-do-do. What are your sins, my son? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yes, send $5 and you're forgiven. Go do Hail Marys and Our Fathers. Blasphemous. And they think they're right with God. They're living in a fantasy world of unbelief. They don't know reality. All right, let's continue on. Verse 6. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you do not let these disturb you, for it is necessary that all these things take place, but the end is not yet. And the truth is, we're closer to the end than ever before, but not yet. Because the general population of the world has no grasp or idea of how bad it is going to get. We have a world that's in rebellion against God, rebellion against his word, defying him at every turn. And I'll tell you a living principle. You cannot receive blessings while you're defying God. Impossible. You must repent and return to God. And repentance means you have to stop the way you're living, stop the way you're thinking, confess your sins to God, get on your knees and cry out to Him. And you need to take time to study His word, to know what is right, to know what is true, because these prophecies are going to march along whether you understand them or not, and unless you're right with God, it's going to consume you. God is not going to be mocked. And as we have seen in the series we've been doing on the return of Christ, when He arises to shake the heavens, shake the earth, shake the sea, shake the dry land, men are going to be running around in terror. They're going to be filling their pants with excrement. They're going to be tearing their hair out of their heads. They're going to be running for holes in the ground for protection. See, they're not going to defy God and get away with it. And Jesus Christ is coming as a living king and conqueror. And He's going to rule this world. And all those who are true Christians are going to be resurrected from the dead. And those who remain and are alive are going to be caught up in the air together and meet Christ in the air. And then we're going to come back and rule this world God's way, with His laws, with His love, with His truth. There isn't going to be any more of this nonsense that we have in government today. All of the lying led by Satan, the devil, and leaders who worship him. Continuing now. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. That's exactly where we are today, is it not? Does this not tell us what's going on in the news? It does. And just like we read in Psalm the second chapter, the heathen rage. Now, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. We're not told how long the sorrows are. We are not told how desperate and difficult the times are going to be in degree, but they're going to be the worst times that have ever come upon the face of the earth since there was a nation. But today, we have the governments, we have the religions, we have the leaders of this world plotting to set up a one-world government, and it is coming. And it's coming because men under Satan, the devil, have desired to have it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And finally, God is going to let them have their plan. Finally, God is going to let them finish building the Tower of Babel that He destroyed. And then when it's all secure and they think everything is great, then the end is going to come like a flash. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Yes, we don't need God. Oh, we don't need religion. We must have a secular civilization. And all you're doing with the secular civilization is introducing another form of Satanism. But you look at those scriptures, and then you look at the laws of God, and then you'll understand why they don't want God. So they're plotting against Him. But notice, He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them. Then He shall speak to them in His wrath, and in His fury He terrifies them. Yes, the plagues of God are coming. The book of Revelation has guaranteed it. The word of God is true. Not one word will fail. You know, Jesus Christ said that heaven and earth will perish, but His words will not perish. Now you think about that for a minute. And then you read the book of Revelation. Now, if you want a detailed study on that, You can go to cbcg.org and you can download our Daniel and Revelation series and the charts that go with it, and you better be prepared to study. And you better be prepared to apply yourself and your mind in a concentrated way. The Word of God is deep. The Word of God is inspired by the mind of Christ, by the mind of God the Father. And it's understood line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And whoever studies the Bible has to rightly divide the Word of God. That's why we have for you, so you can understand the Bible, the 14 rules of Bible study. How do you understand it? Now, let me also tell you another thing that's going to happen. Unless you start setting your course right and make it good now, the time is going to come that's going to be so desperate that people are going to run around and they're going to say, "What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?" And there are forces afoot in America that is going to set it up where the enemy will be within us in hundreds of locations within America. And it will be such a powerful force that they will be able to take over this country overnight. It hasn't quite reached that yet. There are going to be a lot of people saying, "Oh, Lord, what should I do? Lord, what should I do?" We've got a book coming on that. Lord, what should I do? And you better get serious with God. God is serious about His Word. Christ is coming. The events in the end time are taking place. Here, let's come to Isaiah 17. Let's read something. This is almost like the nightly news. Now, I want you to note these words. I want you to listen to them carefully. And then I want you to watch your nightly news. You might even want to go ahead, if you have a digital Bible, and print this out and put it right alongside your TV, along with Psalm 2 and along with Psalm 46. Okay? Verse 12, Isaiah 17. "Oh, the uproar of many people who roar like the roaring of the seas, and the rushing of nations who rush on like the rushing of mighty waters." Doesn't that describe all of these movements and revolts and riots and sit-ins and stand-ins and sit-downs, everything like that worldwide? I watched the news the other day and they had 6 pictures. Riots in Bahrain. Civil war in Libya, things going on in Egypt, things transpiring in Jordan, and then in Madison, Wisconsin, and then in Ohio, and then in New Jersey. Riots everywhere. That's what it's describing here. "The nation shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but he shall rebuke them." So the rebuke is coming from God. And that's coming with the return of Jesus Christ. "And shall be chased like the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like the whirling dust before a gale. At evening time, behold, terror." You ever heard of the war on terror? Well, we're still confident it won't happen to us in the U.S. Wait. It's about to happen again, and in ways that we don't understand, and at a time we will not suspect. The terrorists and the haters of us haven't given up. They want to destroy us. And why? Because they're agents of God to correct us for our sins, because we won't repent and correct ourselves with the Word of God. That's why. It's exactly right. "Oh, well, why would God do that if He's a God of love?" He's a God of love, but when you sin against Him, you're warring against Him. You've declared war against Him. If you say, "I don't want your law, I don't want your commandments," you've done away with it. You're fighting God. So God's going to fight back. God is merciful and kind and generous and good. He'll give you space and time. But that space of time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. We're being faced with terrorism, financial collapse, nation imploding because of idiots running to governments everywhere, not only here in America, but in Europe and in the Middle East, all around the world. How the nations roar! At evening time, behold terror. Before the morning, they are not. They're gone. Can't find them. How did that happen? This is the lot of those who plunder us and the lot of those who rob us. So all the things that we see coming upon us, prophesied by Jesus Christ back there in Matthew 24. Other prophecies of the Bible add to it, back it up, build and complete the picture of what is taking place. And all of those things are coming upon the world because of sin. So I want to ask you a question. What is your life? What is your standing before God? How's God going to look at you? Have you turned to God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Repented of your sins and rottenness and rebellion against Him? Do you want Him to spare you from some of the things that take place? Maybe He will, maybe He won't. But nevertheless, you better get right with God. Because there's going to come a time when it's too late. So I want you to go to cbcg.org. We have a special prophetic section set up there for you. Many sermons covering many things. And it's going to take you some time to go through it. But it's vital that you do. If you're concerned about your life and your family's life, and if you're concerned about what's happening in the future, where is God, who is God, how to be in contact with Him, you better start by going through that prophetic package. And you need to keep going through all the things that we have on Church at Home. This is designed to help you to learn to know and understand these things in your own home. So once again, this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.